Good evening. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee of August 25th, 2015. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the outgoing chair of the Audit Committee. William Harrigan is our new secretary. William, would you take the role?
Sure. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Fred. Did we vote for a permanent secretary or pro tem? I'm not sure.
William was elected. Carolyn, William Harrigan was elected by unanimity at the last meeting, July 28th, I believe it was.
Pro tem or permanent?
Permanent.
Okay, thank you.
Unless he quits, then we have to replace him. Hey, William, take the role.
Okay. Chuck Anderson. Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Steve Brown.
Here.
Virginia Browning.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Dan Gatewood.
Present.
Donald Goldmacher. Myself, William Harrigan, present. Frank Lefevre.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Thomas Rainey. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
I just checked the wrong name. Excuse me. Nancy Sabara Naratomi. And Pete Tucker.
Present.
Okay, I have not heard. If you're there, let me know. Anderson, Castellanos, Fuentes Roman, Goldmacher, Rainey. And Sabara Naratomi is not present. Okay, we have quorum.
How many? What's the count?
11.
11. Chuck Anderson.
Mr. Chair? Yeah, he was present, and you told him to mute his phone using the XX wand. Well, I don't know if anybody told him how to unmute, and I don't know.
Chuck, if you're listening, to unmute, you just do #1 again, and you're back on the line.
Back on.
Okay, so Chuck Anderson is present.
Chuck Anderson present. Thank you.
So we have 12 present.
Correct.
Okay. So the first order of business is the agenda for tonight. I sent out an agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, I added an agenda item right before the meeting started to request that Efren Marinez, currently at the national office, handling some of the finances, be on our next meeting to update on the fiscal year 2014 audit.
Well, he's not going to be present tonight, correct?
That is
correct.
That
could be handled. Who's trying to speak?
This is Brenda. I'm just talking about the agenda item.
Yeah, I would consider that could be handled by a motion rather than as an agenda item, I think, to invite him to the next meeting. How do you want to go with that? Do you want to make that agenda item or just a motion?
I guess I'll introduce it. Well, let me look over the agenda. Give me 1 second. Uh, Okay, so it could go under agenda after agenda item one. And I am going to request that, so item one and item two seem to be they
the
can
formal
be item for one agenda item.
I'll just make item number 2-1A, or 1-B then. But you, okay, so as item number 2, you want invitation to Efrain to next meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And this is William. Is that all it is? Just that one liner for the secretary?
Who's speaking?
William.
Yeah, that's correct. And I sent it out to the committee under proposed agenda.
And I have a point of information.
What's your point of information, Lawrence?
Okay, so this is addressed to the chair or the chair, incoming chair. Do you think we need to schedule our next meeting sooner than the end of the last Tuesday of the month? Seeing the gravity of the audit, where it's at, I think we need to meet with the principals before our next meeting, which is at the end of next month. So that's the question.
Well, what you're requesting is scheduling a special meeting, Lawrence. You want to make that an agenda item after Efrain or before Efrain?
Lawrence, you're on mute. Unmute yourself.
Can you respond to me, Lawrence? Do you want to add scheduling a special audit meeting? You want that before the asking Efrain to come to a meeting or after?
I'm sorry, I got disconnected, so I don't know what happened in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. Lawrence, what I'm saying is you're asking to schedule a special audit committee meeting. Do you want that after or before the invitation to the discussion about inviting Efrain to a meeting?
Yeah, I would like it as part of that discussion, if possible.
Is there any objection to Lawrence's agenda item?
I'm sorry, where would that go, sir?
He wants the agenda is getting complicated here. Item 3 and 4 on my new agenda is scheduling a special audit meeting and then invitation to Efrain to next meeting. He wants to combine that into one item.
Robert Mark Stack.
We're still trying to finalize the agenda. What's your question, Robert?
Well, it just seems to me that logically both of those items fall under number 3 and could be motions made at that time. I don't see why original items 1 and 2 would take more than a minute to accomplish. And so it just seems to me like the agenda as it appears, although you might want to specifically add an item scheduling the next meeting, but it just seems to me like we should let the new chair handle this since this is going to be her baby.
I accept that amendment to go under item 3 because looking at the agenda right now, I'm in front of my phone. That makes sense.
Okay. So I've combined those two. Okay. Are there any more additions to the agenda?
Well, Carolyn here on the staff.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, I had raised a couple of questions which had not been answered, and that was that the replacement for Jane Gatewood evidently was never put on the KPFT calendar, which is why I was confused about whether or not WPFW was properly represented by two delegates on the calendar.
Well,
there was only one after her resignation, and I had asked about, you know, how that happened, and I wondered what the answer to that would be. I don't know where I put that, but that's my question.
Let's not get into the discussion. I'm trying to finalize the agenda so we can move to the meeting. Maybe that can be handled during the discussion around the announcement of the election results. Is there any additions to the any more additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we have an agenda for tonight. Okay. Well, monthly meeting of the audit committee will be Tuesday, September 22nd. And that's the monthly meeting of audit. Okay, so I'm going to go on now to agenda item number one, announcement of the results of the 2015 audit chair election. The teller's report, everybody on the committee should have gotten the teller's report by Terry Goodman. According to the report from Terry, there was 14 valid ballots that he counted. There were three voided ballots, and the voided ballots was Jane Gatewood, because he was told that she was excluded. She was not on the list of official voters, and one member sent in a second ballot. They changed their ballot and sent it in a second time, so that was one of the voided ballots. And then one member voted after the deadline, which was on Friday at 9 p.m. Western Standard Time. So those are the three voided ballots. The chair sent out a ruling on Jane Gatewood over the on Sunday before the count of the ballots, that I ruled that Jane Gatewood I ruled that Jane Gatewood was a still a member of the audit committee and could vote. The teller's report from Terry Goodman was that 14 people voted. The result was that there was 8 ballots for Brenda Medina and 6 for Robert Mark. So Brenda received 2. So whatever Jane Gatewood's vote was, it could not affect the election, since Brenda had 2 votes over majority.
Personal privilege.
Yes, Robert.
In response to that report, I sent out an email to everybody on the list conceding the election. So I don't know why there needs to be a debate.
Okay. Good point taken, Robert. So officially, Brenda Medina is our new chair because Robert has conceded. Also, Jane Gatewood asked in a personal email, I think she sent to the committee, that her vote not be counted, because she did not want to reveal how she voted. So the whole point is moot, because Robert has conceded the election to Brenda. So
I would like to get on the stack on that issue, please.
A discussion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand that the point may be moot because Mark has conceded, but I think there are several irregularities, and given the history of specific problems with elections, beginning with not beginning with, but the most recent, the greatest example, the one on the PNB that was challenged when Mulgee was made the chair. I would like to question these rulings by Terry and set aside for the moment Mark's right to concede, which I certainly do not deny him. But I think we need to have a very clear statement of how elections are run, and not having these votes entered or not entered correctly. I don't know why the Jane is still a candidate when she was replaced by her LSB. If we're contesting that, then let's either accept that ruling by the WPFW LSB or reject it. And Jane is either not or is a member of this committee. Either she has or she hasn't been replaced. And I think that's really an important issue. And then the other question is about the ballot that was sent in late. I have no idea whose it was, so I'm not questioning whether it was, you know, how the somebody has posted that she knows for a fact that ballot would not affect the outcome. But I don't know that, and I'd like to know how we know that. The ballot was submitted late. There may have been a valid reason for it. Somebody's computer may have malfunctioned. Somebody may have been sick or out of the country or whatever. I have no idea why a late ballot was rejected. And we need to hear from, I think, Terry Goodman as to why that was the case. Whatever the reason, whatever the outcome, I just want to play it very straight and not allow the fact that Mark has conceded the election to obviate the fact that we need to have elections that are very clearly run, because these things set very bad precedents going forward. So can anybody address those issues, Fred? I don't know.
Well, again, Carolyn, the chair did rule, I can see late on Sunday morning, but I did rule that Jane Gatewood is a valid member of this committee until her LSB replaces her. That comes straight out of Robert's Rules of Order. I understand that Brendan wants to contest that, and I think the only way that can be silence their phone. I think the only way that can be contested is for the committee to vote on the chair's ruling, to rule, vote to overrule the chair.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Yep. I have conceded the election, and you have acknowledged my conceding the election. The discussion of election procedures is not on our agenda, and I think you should pass the gavel. And if somebody wants to add it to the agenda, then they can do so by a 2/3 vote.
Okay, thank you.
I did submit to that point. I did submit a request to add this item to the agenda. I don't know if it was received or accepted, but there is an email to that effect.
Carolyn, I don't want to spend the evening haggling over the election. It was pretty clear that Brenda won, and at this point, I'm going to hand the chair over to Brenda and let her run the meeting. I'm tired of dealing with this, and I think we need to move on. Brenda, I'm passing the chair to you now.
Okay, thanks, Fred. So is there anything else to... Give me 1 second. I'm trying to get the revised agenda.
I have just one quick comment, Brenda.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Fred, for chairing. I know it's a thankless job, and I appreciate your calm demeanor and sacrifice for doing it, so thanks.
And that was Pete Tucker?
That's correct.
That was, yes.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay. So is there anything else to this particular agenda item?
Well, Carolyn here,
go ahead.
Do I understand that we're not going to address the issues I've raised?
So, Carolyn, so the issue of of membership? Is that kind of what you would like to raise? Because I've mentioned already, it seems that there is no contest with a particular election, but we can discuss membership status if you would like to proceed with that, since that's what it appeared to be on the email that you submitted.
There were two issues regarding the election. One was membership status. I saw a memo to the effect that there was an election at WPFW, which never made it to KPF, KPFK or ORG official membership list. And then the other question is whether concession invalidates our addressing these issues. That's really
okay.
Important.
Would you are you proposing to add this as an agenda item?
If I have a second, yes. If not, then of course
okay.
It's not worth it.
Since we did approve the agenda, unless there's objections to adding this to this particular agenda, it does need 2/3 vote since the agenda has been approved. But I'll leave it up to the committee if anybody has any objections.
Ms. William, as secretary, what is the item she wants to add? How does it phrase? Well, actually, Carolyn, could you send it to all of us as we do at the PNB level? Send us your motion.
I'm not in front of my computer at the moment, I suppose.
Could you phrase it, and I'll send it out.
Well, there were two issues. One was whether or not Jane Gatewood was replaced by her LSB. We had an email sent to the committee, attested to by someone on the WPFW LSB, that in fact she was replaced officially. The name never made it to the official PNB list online. And so her vote essentially should have been voided, I believe.
Okay. And then your second issue under the agenda item is what? And please be brief.
I'm sorry, what is your question?
You said that there were two issues that you wanted to discuss. So one was committee membership status.
Yes, that was
and the then the second was?
I forget how I phrase that now. I will refer to that in a minute. I'm trying to look it up. I had original wording, which I wanted to look up. Anyway, if we can put that one on, I'll add the second one. As soon as I find appropriate wording, sorry.
Okay. Committee membership status on Jane Gatewood.
Right.
Okay. I'll send it over to the committee.
I object. I remember now. The other question was, the question of the ballot that was submitted late. We don't know who or why or what the excuse was for submitting it late and whether that excuse was rejected or accepted.
Okay.
I'd like to know why a late ballot was rejected. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that seems like... Can people please move their phones? So election. Okay. All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Is there any, is there a second to adding these agenda items?
You don't need a second in committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any objections?
Yeah, we're
I object. Chuck Anderson, I object.
Chuck Anderson objects. Okay, then we'll go ahead and go into a roll call vote. Secretary?
Excuse me. Carolyn here. I don't believe Chuck Anderson should be voting on this, which he's directly affected by the outcome.
Okay.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm going to rule for that out of order, Carolyn. He is a member of the committee. So if you could please go ahead and call the roll, since there has been an objection to speak to them, please. Folks, make sure you mute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. On the call, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Shane Gatewood. I have a point of information or a question, rather.
Folks, if you're next to a construction site, please mute your phone. We are streaming. Okay, go ahead, Jane.
I haven't received anything that says that the LSB voted on a replacement for me. If that information is available, could somebody send it to me? Because I don't have it. So it would affect my vote on this question.
Okay. So there is, I myself have not received that. If Carolyn can send that out, since she is mentioning that she has this, she's privy to this information.
That the LSD did actually vote on a replacement for me?
Actually, if any of the other directors from WPFW can comment on that, if they were present at the LSD meeting.
This is Pete. I don't recall us voting to replace Jane for the audit committee.
Okay.
This is Virginia from KPFA. I have a question.
Go ahead, Virginia.
I'm not sure I understand this right. Are both Jane and the person that supposedly replaced her on the call now and on would they be both voting on this?
There's nobody replacing me yet.
Okay, so that isn't who Chuck is.
No, Chuck is from KPFK.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. If, William, if you could go ahead and call the roll on objecting to these two agenda items.
Okay. And the one, has Jane Gatewood been replaced by her LSB? And the second one is a discussion of a late ballot. Okay. Chuck Anderson?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Alan Prince, Fred Blair.
Excuse me, I would move to separate these votes. Be voted on as one vote, as one item.
Can't hear anything.
Alan, how do you vote?
I am moving to separate these items. They should not be voted on together.
We're in the middle of the vote. Alan Burton, how do you vote?
I'm moving to separate these items. The vote is improper because there are two items. We can't vote on both at once.
Cool, Chair. We're in the middle of a vote.
A point of order, which is what she's making, is can it interrupt anything?
You're always welcome to, since we are in the middle of the vote, I'm willing that the vote proceed and you are able to propose another agenda item after the vote has been taken, if you need to, Carolyn.
I object to the ruling of the chair.
Are you calling for a challenge to the ruling of the chair?
I am, thank you.
Secretary, if you could go ahead and call the rule on the challenging of the ruling of the chair.
For the record, I'd like to make the point of order.
Go ahead, Robert.
It's improper to make a motion during a point of order, which is what was just done.
Yes, that's correct. Point taken.
The point of order was ruled on, and the motion followed that. It was a motion to challenge the ruling of the chair, which was made following the point of order. It wasn't during the point of order.
The motion, if you'll excuse me, was a motion to sever.
Correct.
Motion to divide. Thank you.
Which is appropriate at any time, I understand.
Not by getting the floor with a point of order.
That's correct. but they're... We are in the middle of a vote, and there was a challenge to the ruling of the chair to not separate the two motions since it wasn't proposed prior to starting the vote. Let's proceed with...
Hey, Nancy. Sorry, I'm late.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. So we'll go ahead and proceed with... the vote on the challenge of the ruling of the chair to then proceed with the agenda items being added.
Okay. So the next vote, this means you agree with the chair, and no means you disagree with the chair. Chuck Anderson, you agree
no.
with the chair?
No.
Okay. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Fred Blair.
I'm going to abstain.
Stephen Brown.
No.
Virginia Browning.
No, I disagree with the ruling of the chair on that.
Thank you. Maria Elena Castellanos. Who wasn't here earlier? Jose Luis Fuentes wasn't here earlier. Jane Gatewood.
Abstain.
Wasn't here earlier. I'll abstain. Frank Lefevre.
No.
Robert Mark.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
I vote yes.
Okay, Thomas Rainey wasn't here earlier. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, can't hear you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
I'm sorry, I abstain.
Thank you. And Pete Tucker?
Yes.
He votes yes. Okay, let's see. Did I miss people that were absent? And whoops. Lawrence Reyes, I never heard you vote. Okay, no Lawrence vote. No vote from Lawrence.
I said yes.
Please. Oh, I didn't hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
Lawrence Reyes votes yes. And William is going to, I'm going to change my vote from abstain to yes. On the list here.
This is Chuck. I'll change my vote to yes.
Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Okay, I have 6 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions.
That's what I have.
I had 5 no's.
So we had 2 folks who changed their vote. One was a no vote, then changed to yes, and one was an abstention, changed to yes.
Could you read the votes again, please, for yes and no? I have a different count.
Yeah, it still loses, but okay.
That's the point, yes. Mm-hmm.
Chuck Anderson was yes. Carolyn Burden is no. Fred Blair abstained. Stephen Brown was no. Virginia Browning was no. Jane Gatewood is abstained. William Hairwagon switched to yes. Frank Lefevre, no. Robert Mark, yes.
Brenda Medina, yes. Lawrence Reyes, yes. Nancy Sabarnatomi, abstain. And Pete Tucker, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, no. 1, 2, 3, oh, now I think I have 4 abstain. I said 3. So 6, 4, 4.
Thank you, William. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and proceed with the vote on both agenda items as we were doing earlier. So if, William, you could go ahead and proceed with the vote on that.
Okay, starting over again, and this is to vote on the two items together, which were the was Jane Gatewood replaced by her LSD and discussion of the late ballot. Okay, Chuck Anderson, I asked you already, but Chuck?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Stephen Brown?
Yes.
Virginia Browning?
Yes.
Let's see, Maria, Elena is not here.
Maria Elena Castellanos from KPFT is on the line.
Okay. Are you familiar with what we're voting on?
I
can use clarification also.
Would you repeat the question?
It is to add to the agenda a proposal from Carolyn Burden that to discuss whether Jane Gatewood has been replaced by her LSB and to discuss the late ballot for the committee chair election, which has already been disposed of and we took care of the election. So it's a yes if you want to add those two items to the agenda, no if you do not.
Okay. Let me see. How has the vote gone so far? I mean, have you already...
You can always pass.
Okay, I will pass.
Okay.
So you can come back to me later.
Yes. Okay, Luis? He's not here. Jane Gatewood?
No.
Goldmacher, I don't think it's here. William Hairwagon votes no. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Robert Mark. Don't hear you, Robert.
Mark votes no.
Thank you. Brenda Medina.
Pass.
If you want to, I could. I didn't hear you, so you can wait till later if you want to come here.
I passed.
You passed, okay. Thomas Rainey wasn't here. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Nancy Sabarnatomi?
Nancy votes no.
Okay, Pete Tucker?
No.
I'm sorry, did you call Steve Brown?
I called Steve Brown, and I thought I heard you say yes.
I had stepped away from the phone. I had a little problem here. Can you tell me what you're voting on, please?
If you already voted yes, that is kind of strange.
I did not. Was this for the agenda addition?
We're voting to add to the agenda two items recommended or requested by Congress.
Yes, I'm sorry. I did vote yes. I thought it was a different vote. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, back to the passes. Maria Elena Castellanos?
No.
Okay, and Brenda, if you want to do the total first, you can share. Some chairs do it that way.
Yeah, can I hear the totals, please?
Okay.
Oh, you can't. I'm sorry. we vote before the totals are announced, not after.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. You're out of order. the chair is allowed to either see if they're going to break a tie or anything.
Because as Robert's rule suggests, that chairs don't normally vote. So to say that they have to vote is really strange. 5 yes, 8 no, no abstentions.
Okay, then I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Thank you. So that motion fails.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so we're going to go and move on to the next agenda item, which is the status of the fiscal year 2014 audit. The first agenda item or subsection of that will be to invite Efren Barines of the National Office to the next audit committee meeting to discuss schedules from the commission.
Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead.
These items were not added to the agenda. They were said that they could be discussed in,
Okay. I apologize for that. Okay. If anybody would like to entertain the status of the fiscal year 2014 audit, if maybe Mr. Blair would like to update us based on the information he's had most recently, and then move forward.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. I normally, the week before the committee meets, I usually email our auditor and ask for a status update. I did so on Sunday evening, and I got back an immediate response that the auditor is, that Grant Lamb is out of the office and will not be available until September 1st. Then the next day, I got back a email directly from Grant, and he basically, there's three sentences where he updated me on the status of the audit. And I'm going to read that out, and I'm also going to send that to everybody on the committee. Is that all right, Brenda?
That works. Thanks.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. It's now sent. Okay, 1 second. Oops. I'm sorry, I closed my email and I sent it, so here we go. This is what Grantland said. We have not yet started the Pacifica 2014 audit. We were waiting to receive payment from the 2013 audit. I'm sorry? We were waiting to receive payment for the 2013 audit before determining how to proceed with 2014. As a courtesy, would somebody please mute their phone? As a courtesy to Efren, we did make sample selections for review testing, but other than that, no other work has been performed. The salient thing here is that according to Grant, there's no work proceeding on the 2014 audit as of today. And it also appears from this that Armanino has not been paid for 2013 yet. So that's it.
Thank you, Fred.
It's open for discussion.
Okay. So do I have anybody for the stack?
Marilyn on the stack.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not fully apprised as to what explanation, if any, has been given by the probationary executive director as to why he hasn't paid the bill. So I move that we ask for an explanation or that we, without further ado, we recommend that the funds are there and that the executive director cut the check so that we can go forward with the either with, you know, with, well, with the next auditing period. I mean, this is really beyond me as to why there is this delay. I pass. Over. Thank you.
Pete, for the
okay,
stack.
Thank you. Pete, go ahead. And if I could use a point of personal privilege, if anybody would like to entertain what I mentioned earlier about Efren coming on to our call in this upcoming meeting, you're more than welcome to do so. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, I think that would be a great idea for Efren to join the call. And I think at our next meeting, we should have the executive director on. And if we can get Efren on this call, that would be very good. Because we need to find out exactly what the status is. Fred has done all he can to get to the bottom of it. But we need to be very clear. Because I've heard different things about it. I thought we had Peter Armanino. I thought they had started in. So before we figure out the remedy, we need to figure out exactly what the problem is. And we need to hear from the horse's mouth. So we need to talk to the executive director. Or that can happen this meeting. But next meeting, we need the executive director here. And, Brenda, I don't know if you can request that. And if that's me to join us, I think that would be very helpful so we can get clear on exactly what's going on.
Are you proposing that as a motion?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I already have a motion on the table. This is Maria Elena speaking again. And that was simply to go forward with the recommendation that he pay the bill.
Okay. So that was a motion. I'm sorry. I totally missed. Okay.
Brenda, could Fred be put on the stack again also?
Sure. I'll grab you, Fred. So we do have two motions on the floor. The first one I did not realize was a motion. So I'm going to procedurally combine these two because what you mentioned of why the bill hasn't been paid is actually what Pete Tucker had mentioned of actually inviting the executive director and Efren letting us from the national office to be able to answer those questions. Is that okay if those that can be combined into the second motion?
Maria Elena, I have an objection if only if in that combined motion that we indicate he should explain in writing by email as to why he hasn't paid the bill, and if there is no explanation forthwith in writing, or I hate to wait for another month until we get an explanation from this guy. He is a probationary employee. So that's why I suggest combining the motion that we ask for an explanation in writing, and if there's no explanation forthcoming from the executive director within a period of 10 days from today to the chair, then I submit that right now we pass a recommendation that the previous audit bill be paid, and I believe that's for the year 2014. Over.
Okay.
Yeah, William, with a point of information.
Sure, go ahead, William.
This is actually for Fred Blair. You read us an email from Grant Lamb. What was the date of that email?
That was yesterday, Monday.
Monday, August 24th.
That's correct. I believe in the morning.
Thank you. And then I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay. Give me 1 second. So I actually did look over to see when Mr. Prophet would be out of the office, and he is out of the office for another until September 8th. So to answer your question, Maria Elena, 10 days would not be sufficient because he wouldn't even be back within 10 days. So I can leave it up to the body in being able to proceed with the second motion with the intention of I can send out an email to Mr. Prophet and Efren Barinas and then hope to get a response before inviting them to the next meeting, if that's okay with folks.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Listen, if I may speak to my motion, Maria Elena here.
Okay.
Carolyn, on the stack, please. Is there a stack?
Yes, I do have you on the stack, and I have Fred Blair and William Harawagon.
Okay.
But since we are currently discussing the motion on the floor by Ms. Castellanos, you can proceed.
Okay. My original motion, let me see how we can word it. I really am moving that we pass a recommendation right now that the previous auditor's bill be paid, and I believe that's for the 2014 audit, if I'm correct. And
2013
audit. And that and that it be paid immediately unless there is a written viable explanation as to the delay. I mean, right now we have nothing from the ED. So anyway, that's how. And then in combination with that would be my motion that before the next auditor committee meeting, that the chair communicate with the ED in attempting to. Receive in writing, solicit and receive in writing by email the explanation as to why the 2013 auditor's bill has not been paid. Over.
Okay, thank you. So Fred, William, and Carolyn, are these related to the motion that's currently on the floor?
Well, it seems to me that this motion is... it's a repeat of the motion that we passed a month or so ago to urge the executive director and the PMB to get the auditor paid. The problem here is that all the information that's been coming out of the PMB and the National Finance Committee is that the auditors have been paid and the 2014 audit is proceeding. That it will be, and we've even heard Efren say that it will be completed on September 30th. Well, the auditors have met in the past when they met with us have always told us that it takes 8 weeks to complete an audit. And from what Grant has said, this audit, this 2014 audit, isn't even started. We've heard from at the KPFK Finance Committee that. They're going to hire an extra additional CPA to get the schedules ready for the 2014 audit, and that none of that has happened. So if things are proceeding as they appear to be, this 2014 audit is going to be as late as the 2013 audit. 2013 audit was completed in February of this year. That's about all I have to say, but. What we're hearing from management and other people, our management is that this audit is proceeding and that there's no problem with it.
Okay.